We had a couple of guys that did not participate. Jonathan Scott, again, did not participate in practice. Harry Douglas didn't participate in practice. Julio Jones was out of practice as well with the illness. Wasn't football related. Robert Alford, of course. And then we had one limited participant, and that was John Osamoa. So,
You expect Julio back tomorrow? Or?
Well, we certainly hope so. We hope it's a 24-hour bug and not a 48-hour. But he was not feeling well, so we sent him home and let him get some rest and get feeling better.
Okay. With William Moore's situation, I mean, do you think there's any doubt that he'll be back next week, or are you still going to kind of take it cautious with him just to see?
Well, we like that William's getting to practice with us this week, that he's been cleared to come out and practice, and next week is the first week that he would be eligible to come back by the rules, and we're certainly hoping that he will be. Mm-hmm. He had a padded practice today, and next week he'll get an opportunity for one more padded practice before we play the game. So if everything goes as expected, we would anticipate he'd be back.
What's your early film studies tell you about the Cleveland defense?
That they do a very good job taking the ball away. They've been very opportunistic. They have the leading interceptor in the league in Simpson, and they've got a very good corner in Joe Hayden, who looks like he matches a specific wide receiver in the game, so we should anticipate that. They've got good red zone numbers, and they've got a guy that can rush the passer in number 99. So those are the things that stand out in terms of what they've been doing over the last few weeks.
So Julio was out.
Who was out? No, you're
the weather.
Julio Jones did not participate in practice today because of an illness. Sullivan was out. Of course, Robert Alford was out, and Harry Douglas. And then we had one.
Not Sullivan.
Scott. Scott. And John. Thank you guys.
No, I was like, wait a minute.
I got a Jonathan Sullivan in my mind. Sorry about that.
We know.
Yeah, and then. One guy that was limited, and then we had some guys that were on our injury report because of what happened in the game, Jonathan Babineau and Devin Hester, that were full participants in practice today. So,
coaches, balance, one of the things that makes Cleveland dangerous. They seem to run it well enough. They come up with turnovers, and they pass pretty well so far this season.
They've done a very good job terms of creating explosive plays, and I think that comes from their balance. They do a good job with their run game, and then that sets up their play action and allows them to block it up and throw the ball down the field. They're one of the fastest wide receiver groups that we'll face this season. They got some guys that can run, and we're expecting Josh Gordon back, who is an outstanding receiver. But the run game sets up the pass game. They're not a real drop back team. They're more of a, working off of the play action.
Hoyer, what does he do well for them? He, we saw him the other night against Cincinnati, threw it around a little bit.
Yeah, he can run. He does a very good job moving in the pocket. He reminds me a little bit of a Jake Plummer type quarterback. He can run the ball. He's good with his play action game. He boots and waggles, which gets him on the corner. And he's got a strong arm. There's been some throws that have stayed in the air a long time. So he's got a very strong arm. He's a guy that's paid his dues, great story, been with a number of teams, and has led them to a great start to the season. They're battling just like we are in their division.
And it looked like in that game they were doing all this misdirection with faking straight ahead guys running around. And
yeah, it's you know, Kyle Shanahan. It's very similar to the offense that they ran in Washington. It you know, has its roots all the way back to his father in Denver. The zone blocking schemes that with some misdirection. There's not a whole lot of power down blocks, except in certain situations. And then off of that comes the bootlegs and the waggles that allow you to throw the ball down the field. And they've got some guys that can scoot and get down the field.
And your thoughts on Isaiah Crowell and how they're using him with the tosses and the other zone cuts?
Yeah, he's doing a very nice job for him. Both he and West, they're both rookie players. They've done, you know, they've done a really good job running the football. You know, that zone blocking schemes, it puts a lot on the running back to make the right cut, and it's a one-cut scheme, and that's what they do. You know, they're tossing the ball and they're running it down inside the tackles. They're tossing the ball and running it outside. So we're going to have to be very good with our leverage on both edges. If not, they can take it out the back door. And both of those guys are big, physical, and they've got good speed.
Coach Pettine just said that he expects Mingo to step up and play more snaps. He will play more snaps this week. What skill set do you think he brings to a defense in trying to keep Matt clean?
Well, he's a speed edge rusher. He's a guy that got a lot of sacks in college at LSU, and it was off of the speed rush. So he's a guy that can move, and we anticipate not only will he be playing in their sub package, but he'll be playing a linebacker in their base scheme. So the thing about their scheme that creates issues is very multiple. IDing, you know, who is who. They're going to be moving around. Sometimes they're going to have three down. Some it's four down. Some there's going to be nobody with their hand in the grass. And that's going to be, you know, that's going to be the issue. They try to confuse you, and try to get some, one-on-ones and not allow you to help and give help. So our tackles, you know, they're going to be going against a very athletic, guy in Mingo.